We're going to go into a little bit more detail about the mesencephalon or the midbrain. And for this, I'd like you to take a look at the figure called the mesencephalon. And what it does is it shows the posterior side or the back side of the thalamus. And you will see that there are some little globular areas back there, and they have specific name and specific functions. And the midbrain, keep in mind, is going to be the green section. It's going to be color-coded green in your textbook. So what are these little projections, and what do they do? These are called the corpora quadrigemina, and there are two pairs of lumps. One pair is called the superior colliculi, and the ones below those are called the inferior colliculi, which are also smaller than the superior colliculi. And you will be able to see these on the sheep brains. You have to kind of bend the brainstem down so that it's perpendicular with the rest of the cerebrum, and you'll be able to see it on the posterior surface. Now, what the superior colliculi do is they receive visual inputs, and they are responsible for unconscious movements associated with vision. So, for example, if you are walking down the street and you catch something on something on the corner of your eye that looks a bit startling, maybe it looks like a big bear or something big or something that's moving suddenly, your eyes and your head may turn towards it to get a better look. And this is an example of an unconscious movement associated with vision. So it's a reflex is what it is. And the superior colliculi are responsible for coordinating these. The inferior colliculi are responsible for receiving auditory inputs, and they're responsible for the unconscious control of movements that have to do with hearing. So again, if you hear a loud or a sudden or an alarming sound off to one side, you would turn to get yourself to orient your ears so that you could hear a little bit better. It's helpful to think about, for example, a dog or a cat or a horse. They also have an inferior colliculi, and it's very obvious when they are tuning into a sound because they can sort of rotate their ears towards it and try to get a better read on what's going on. The cerebral peduncles are also in green if you take a look at the mesencephalon, and these are going to be bundles of nerve fibers that are communicating between the cerebrum and the cerebellum and the brainstem. So it's a real important area for the movement of nerve impulses from one area of the brain to the other. And then finally, the reticular activating system is a specialized component of the reticular system, and it has to do, again, with alertness and whether you're alert or sleepy, and your state of being able to pay attention.